Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, she's with the Forest Health Response Team, Cheryl Nelson. Cheryl, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Kevin. Good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on. Well, I know, you know, most of the topics have been about COVID-19, but we've got something else out there, not dealing with humans, so to speak, but with oak trees. Oak wilt, this is the season for oak wilt disease. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. Oak wilt is a fungal disease that will affect oak trees. It's most devastating in the red oak group, which are the oaks that have the pointed leaves to them. And although white oaks, which have the round tips of the leaves, can get it, they rarely die from it. So if you're seeing some of the leaf drop and all from your red oak trees, then you're looking at something that might be a big concern.
All right. Now how has this spread, the oak wilt disease?
It's spread by three different ways. There's, first of all, an overground spread. So what happens is the tree that has oak wilt, the fungus produces what's called a pressure pad underneath the bark of a tree, and these little beetles called picnic beetles, they feed on the sap. So they'll pick up some spores from the pressure pad, and then they can go to a new tree that has been recently wounded, from pruning, anything like that, and they can transfer those spores to the new tree, which starts a new infection. A second way is underground. So a tree that has oak wilt can spread it through the root system and the root grass with a healthy tree. It can spread through and then infect that new tree. And then the third way is through the movement of firewood. So if someone has an infected tree, takes that wood to, say, a campground area, any spores that are in there, the beetles could spread it from that.
All right. So now, what do we do? Obviously, we know about, transporting wood, but what are some of the steps we can take if we've got those trees and we're a little worried about this? What can we do to prevent this?
There are a few different ways to prevent it, but the biggest thing you want to do is confirm that you have oak wilt. So what we would do is you can contact the Michigan DNR at michigan.gov/forest health. And on that page, you'll see an area that says report oak wilt sites, and it'll take you to a nice link. You can go ahead and click on your area, add in all sorts of information, your contact information, and then we can give you a call back and kind of talk to you about what you're seeing. And then we can also go ahead and send in a sample if we're concerned that it's oak wilt to MSU's lab, and then get that confirmation. Otherwise, there is kind of a fungicide that can be used to help prevent an existing tree from a healthy tree from getting oak wilt. But there's a lot of, different management things.
All right. So keep an eye out. This is the danger period now through about mid-July. And I guess what should you be looking for? It seems self-explanatory, oak wilt, but is there something in particular you can look for early on?
Yeah, during the kind of beginning of summer, especially around July 4th, if you start seeing a lot of your oak leaves dropping, especially on those red oak trees with the pointed leaves, and it's just looking like fall out there with all the leaves around it dropped, any sort of wilt, kind of like brown and green on the leaves themselves, that's when we're most concerned with that being oak wilt. And it can kill a red oak tree in around 4 weeks or less. So that's where you can, you know, give us the information. We'll come out and take a look or talk with you about it over the phone.
All right. Michigan.gov/forest health. That's the best place for them to get started for this.
That is correct.
All right. She is from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, the Forest Health Response Team. We're talking oak wilt. Check those trees out. Cheryl Nelson. Cheryl, thank you for joining us today on Michigan Sunrise Side Today.
Thank you.